Candidates are making their final rounds today as Alaska's U.S. Senate race comes down to the wire. Senator Lisa Murkowski arrived in Fairbanks this morning and was met by enthusiastic supporters. She plans to be in Anchorage tonight and included Juneau and Kenai on her last-minute tour.
I'm really trying to get to as many places in the state as I possibly can, but you can't do it all. But being here in Fairbanks, in my hometown, the day before the election, to just kind of rally the troops, remind everybody how important it is to get out that vote, this is what it's all about.
Murkowski's running a write-in bid and hopes to make history by being the first U.S. Senate candidate elected by write-in in 5 decades. The other two main candidates, Republican Joe Miller and Democrat Scott McAdams, have also been squeezing in as many visits as possible, trying to sway voters on the eve of Election Day. Miller joined his supporters in Anchorage today, waving signs at a busy intersection. He admits that all the candidates are hoping the final momentum goes in their direction.
Nobody knows how this is going to unfold. The last several weeks have been such that I don't think the best strategist could have gamed how this was going to unfold.
Miller says it may be a tight race, but he expects a repeat of the August primary election when he pulled off a surprise win. But Democrat Scott McAdams says he's gaining supporters. McAdams talked to reporters today from his Anchorage election headquarters.
We've got hundreds of volunteers who are putting in thousands of hours making telephone calls all over Alaska, getting those Alaskan voters out to vote. They say that a Democrat in Alaska has to work twice as hard to win. We believe we've been working 3 times as hard in a 3-way race.
All 3 main candidates are holding rallies or events tonight in Anchorage to energize their supporters. And they'll stay in the state's largest city for Election Day, where they'll await tomorrow night's returns.